Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $14.5 million. That's roughly how much the so-called FANG companies spent on lobbying efforts in Washington, D.C. during the first quarter of this year alone. The companies include Facebook, Amazon.com, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Of the five companies, Netflix by far spent the least on its efforts to sway politicians, spending only $80,000. Amazon and Facebook spent the most, with each company shelling out roughly $4.8 million. Big tech has begun devoting a record amount of money to lobbying. Both Republican and Democrat lawmakers have lobbed criticisms at Silicon Valley companies over a range of issues. Many of the companies are facing antitrust lawsuits, and analysts expect the Biden administration to support other lawmakers' efforts to confront the companies. Last year, Facebook ranked as the sixth biggest spender on lobbying in Washington, behind behemoth trade groups like the National Association of Realtors and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The next number up is 61.2%. That's how much the gross profit for every new vehicle has grown for car dealer AutoNation over the past year as of the first quarter. And AutoNation isn't alone. Fellow auto dealer Lithia Motors has seen its gross profit per new vehicle rise nearly 34% over the past year. And both companies are seeing higher profits for used cars as well. It's a good time for auto dealers. They're seeing record sales now since Americans are shopping for cars again as pandemic-related concerns subside. Automakers, meanwhile, are facing supply shortages that are creating manufacturing problems. As a result, there are fewer cars to go around, which has led to higher prices. But the good times aren't expected to last forever. Investors believe that auto sales may have peaked, which is hurting the company's stock prices. Our last number is 50%. That's the percentage of travelers who frequently stay at resorts owned by the company Intercontinental Hotels who have already rebooked travel they canceled last year. Intercontinental is the owner of Holiday Inn and Candlewood Suites among its many chains. Travel experts have warned that the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines would likely lead to a jump in people taking vacations. But the post-pandemic travel boom is shaping up to be so big that the CEO of Intercontinental Hotels, Keith Barr, has warned that demand for hotel rooms could outstrip the supply. The greater interest in travel isn't the only change the pandemic has brought to the hotel industry. Intercontinental is exploring setting up more workspace for guests in its hotel lobbies. With more people able to work remotely these days, travel experts believe that some people may decide to go on leisure trips where they still do some work during the day. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.